Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. We talk about our 9 accelerators within our Building Your Million Dollar Referral System. And those accelerators is what helps our guys focus on A, building the system, but B, building their referral sources, using their networks more effectively, and creating partnerships to leverage into other people's networks, to have other people create sales for them. And through those 3 things, there are 9 big accelerators. I want to focus in on accelerator 3, which is about getting referrals from your clients. We would love to be able to get more referrals from our clients. Quite often, it's what we rely upon. But quite often, we don't have a system, a structure to allow us to get consistent referrals from our clients. See, if you've got hundreds of clients, well, that's fine. Not having a structure probably doesn't hurt you. Not having a structure probably still means you pick up a good 3, 4, 5 referrals a day. But for a lot of people, we don't have hundreds of clients. So therefore, when we've got 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 clients, we still want to be able to maximize the amount of referrals that we're going to get from those clients. So let's have a look. Problem I see is that we want referrals from clients, but we don't have a way to ask for them. We feel awkward. We don't want to start that strange conversation. We don't want to upset them. And therefore, it's easier to just do nothing about getting referrals from our clients rather than putting them out or having that awkward conversation. So what we need to make sure that we're doing is that we need to make sure that we've got a process in place. We need to make sure that not only does at least there a process, but there's a way to ask without that awkwardness. That there's just simply a system that you follow. You do step 1, followed by 2, followed by 3, and it will get the same result time and time again. Now, this doesn't have to be hard, and it's not one shoe fits all, but you certainly have to have a process that allows you to ensure that you are asking and that you have the ability to be able to get those referrals from your clients. So here's what I think. Quite often, people do things for people they know, like, and trust, and who do things for them, who go out of their way for them. So the first thing to look at is, what are you doing on top of whatever your clients are paying you for? What are you doing for them? Are you opening doors for them? Are you giving them opportunities? So don't think just helping them with whatever it is that you do is good enough. How are you making them feel special? The second thing to have a bit of a look at is, how are you, what sort of process do you have that allows them to know that you're looking for referrals? Don't just assume because you're in business that they know that you want referrals. Have you educated them on what sort of referrals, what type of person? Have you got an easy way for them to help you, connect you, share other people with you? Do they know what that way is? Or are you hoping that you're going to get referrals from your clients because they just magically understand your business and what it is you want and how it is you want it? So the second thing we need to do is we need to make sure that we've got a clear process that we can educate our clients on in terms of how is the best way to get those referrals. I don't think you've got to have individual awkward conversations with people. You can be putting it in an email signature. You could be putting it just simply as an SMS. There are so many ways with technology now that you could ensure that your clients know that you're looking for referrals without actually having to speak to them. It could be a particular step in your onboarding experience, your exit experience. just want you to think, where would you put it and how could you put it? So you look at sort of three things to focus on. The first one was, what are you doing for them on top of just simply what you're paid to do? Because when you make people feel warm, fuzzy, it makes it certainly more attractive to them to want to do things for you. Second, how are you educating them? What are you doing to ensure that they know what sort of referrals you're wanting and how they can deliver it to you? Make the process easy. If you don't make the process easy, then it becomes so hard that it's easier to do nothing than to help you. So think about how you're getting your client referrals. Is it just through hope and luck, or is it through actually having a process in place, a system in place that you can follow and anyone in your team could follow if that's what they were in charge of? If this is the first time you're joining us, welcome. Make sure you subscribe either to our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru, find our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, here on Podbean, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. Come over to the Referral Network and come hang out with some amazing people who I'm lucky enough to call friends, and continue getting some great tips, tricks on how you can build your business through referrals, your networks, and partnerships. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.